We are the evening show.
We're back.
And this episode is going to be like in English because we have a very special guest.
Yes, she will be here in a minute.
Yes, and Ari
is not going to be here. Ari is not available.
Yes, so yeah.
It's just going to be
we're
us.
Waiting. We're nervous. We're waiting.
So she will be here in a minute, and we're nervous.
Hi, my name is Maya. I am a digital marketer. I have my own business where I do digital marketing for small to mid-sized female-owned businesses. And I am super excited to be here.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you here too.
Awesome.
So we have some questions for you. And the first one was going to be, what do you do for a living? But I think you already said that.
I do a lot of different things, though. So I do actually have a full-time 9-to-5 job where I work for a company that does digital marketing for a bunch of different apartment complexes. That's more paid Google stuff. But my business that I'm trying to grow is all about helping businesses do their own media. So I do a wide variety of things. I also have an obsession with growing vegetables, and during the summer, I sell my own produce because I'm a weirdo and I love it.
Nice.
Yeah. So the next question is, what are some goals that you have achieved?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, some big ones are, I graduated college. I did that about a year ago. That was an exciting goal. That was really awesome to meet. I did it about a year earlier than I was expecting. Wasn't a goal there, but it ended up working out that way. I also had a goal of eventually starting my own business. Again, happened earlier than I thought it was going to, but not upset about that at all and excited about that. Those are more like overarching goals. Some smaller goals are things like, this might sound really funny, but I am such a poor drinker of water. I want more water. So I have this goal. I have this little blue water bottle, and every day my goal is, okay, you're going to drink one of these. It's going to be awful, but you're going to do it. And then you can drink as much of anything else you want. So I have smaller goals like that too.
So how did you achieve those goals? Like, do you have any strategies or anything that helps you to achieve them?
Yeah. So first thing I usually have as a goal, a strategy, I guess, kind of knowing where I want to end up. So I think a lot of people have awesome goals. So overarching awesome goals, but these are huge goals with no baby steps. So I know everyone always talks about, ooh, always have your SMART goals and stuff like that, but I think that's a little too in-depth for me. I like saying, okay, in the next 3 months, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And if I do X, Y, and Z in a year, I can have the ultra goal. So for college, I wanted to study abroad. So I said, okay, by the end of the first year, I'm going to have my application in and get ready to study abroad. And I was able to follow through with that goal because I had a clear, this is what I want to do before I graduate. Done. I think another thing that really helps me get to my goals is an organization system. Everyone has their own, so I won't tell you what's great for you, but what I do is a mixture of, I have my own little bullet journal type thing where I write down obsessively what I have to do and who I have to talk with. It's kind of borderline micromanaged, but we do what we do. And then I also connect it to my Google. So things like this don't get missed. I have had the opportunity to miss meetings because I was too silly to put it on Google, and I have learned from my mistakes. So having the information in more than one place is always good. I also think to reach your goals, having a creative outlet is a huge part of it too. Because if all you're doing is working towards those goals and not having any fun, your goals aren't going to be met. You're going to cry and sit in this corner by yourself for the rest of the day. It's not worth it. So for me personally, I write a blog with a character. So the character in my blog is this puppet named Mark. And he does amazingly cool things. Mark got married, so we talked to wedding planners, and we did all these really cool things that was a creative outlet. So when I wasn't going for my goals, I had something to de-stress with and be foolish and silly with, and it was a lot of fun. So I think if you're going to have good goal, I don't know, not creation, but good goal endings, you need to do those three things.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Okay, so how did you get to where you are? It's kind of weird, the question, but like, yeah, anything that you have done to get to kind of the job that you're doing today?
Yeah, so two major things helped me. The first one was I did a ton of internships throughout everything. I'm still doing internships, even though I have a job and a side job. But I did my first year of college, I had an internship. I never went a semester without having at least one internship. Sometimes I was doing two or three and having a job and going to school. It sounds like a lot. And if your mental health and your area of where you're at can't support that type of thing, valid, don't do it. It's not for you. But if you can do at least one internship a year or one, something like an internship, it could be a volunteer position where you're getting a lot of responsibility. It could be a part-time gig where you're getting a lot of responsibility, but having those connections and being able to learn skills for your prospective career, your prospective goals in a safe place where there's not as many, it's harder to fail. When I was doing internships, learning how to do social media management and learning how to create Google ads, it wasn't my money. I set it up, but someone was checking it after I was done. So even if I did mess up, it was a safe space to mess up in, and it really allowed me to grow. The second thing I would say that got me here is obsessive networking. So everyone hates networking because you have to talk to people and it's crowded and it really bothers people. And unfortunately, it's one of the best ways to get your goals done because you make those connections that can give you the resources you need to get to the next step, you know? I know that almost every position I've ever gotten has come from a networking opportunity or networking situation. Every internship I got an internship fair or talking to someone at a networking event. Almost every job I got has also come from interning or networking. So it's really important. And the nice thing is, I don't know if this helps people with networking, but with COVID going on, everything's online now. So if you need a moment to collect yourself, you can mute yourself, make your face disappear, and just take a deep breath. No one's going to notice. And it's
literally,
yeah, it's great, isn't it? It makes networking so easy. If you don't want to talk to someone, you can say, oop, having computer problems, and just leave. But it's
my Wi-Fi. Yourself.
Exactly. Oh, my Wi-Fi is gone. Or if you're calling someone, oh, breaking up. Can't hear you.
Yeah, I get it. It's probably the reason you're here, because of networking.
Yeah, 100%. I love doing things like this. I meet the weirdestly – I say weird because no one's normal. The weirdest – most awesome creative individuals, and I'm so excited to meet people like you guys and like people just everywhere. It's wonderful. I love it. I love people.
Okay, so the next question is, do you plan to do something else later in life, or I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, so I have this pipe dream. I'm not sure how to get there yet. I'm taking baby steps and kind of building as I go. But I went to school for international business, and I do a lot of I like working internationally. I spent 6 months living in China. I spent a few months living in Germany. I love traveling. I love growing. And I have this pipe dream of one day being able to do something that helps women all over the world start their own businesses, giving them the resources they need, the connections they need, and just really being able to help them start it. Because women drive economies, and women have this amazing ability to make communities. And then once you make that community, you have a perfect selling point. So I would love to be able to help women globally start their own businesses and become entrepreneurs.
That is so cool. And do you like what you're doing right now?
Love it. I love what I'm doing right now. I'm still very early in the building phases and trying to find clients and trying to find people to connect with that need my assistance. So I'm new with it, but I love the challenge. I love the people I'm meeting. And okay, the one thing I don't love is how much time I spend typing. I think I'm developing like a problem in my hand. It twitches and I don't know what's wrong with it. But besides that, I love what I'm doing.
That's so nice. And do you have any advice for people that are going to start their own business?
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%. So I used to work for a small business center, which is a government program that helps small businesses all over the US with resources and people. And first things first, have a business plan because no one's going to give you money. I'm lucky enough with my business that most of it's online and most of it I can do without putting a ton of money in the beginning. So I'm lucky, but if you're doing product or your service is complicated or you need technology, you need people, you're going to need money. No one's going to give you money if you don't have a business plan. So have a business plan. Take as many classes as you can think of. There's so many free courses out there on like Eventbrite and at different centers and at SCORE that you can take that can help you learn how to do the basic stuff for your business. So then you can spend most of your time doing the creative stuff. For women, especially, don't go directly to paying everything with a credit card. Women tend to do that. Try to find opportunities that let the community help you grow, because the community usually really wants to help women grow. Women made the community, so it makes sense that they want to help them. And finally, network, network, network. Your business, you'll find the coolest people that can help you grow your business if you put yourself out there. It's really scary to do, especially if you know people. And you're like, oh, I don't want them to see me like this. But they'll be willing to help you and they'll be so proud of you. And it's overall just better and wonderful to put yourself out there.
All right. And what goals do you want to achieve in the future?
So I was actually just doing something super similar to this like the other day. So beautiful question. So I don't with business, I tend to find, at least in my limited experience here, that I like to do 3 month goals and then work backwards. So the next 3 months, I really want to work on finding at least, well, hopefully the goal is three clients that I can work with that will actually pay me money instead of just saying, oh, well, we'll pay you when we can. And I say, okay, it's worth it for the experience right now. But I'd love to find three people that can actually pay me. Sounds crazy, right? Yeah, I want to get a little more organized. Right now, I kind of have things organized, but if I keep growing, it won't stay organized. So I need to have organization on the next level.
All right, and the final question is, have you ever had any inconveniences trying to reach your goals?
Absolutely. I tend to run into problems where I say yes to too many things and I don't put up enough boundaries, and all of a sudden, I have 400 things to do and I need to sleep and eat eventually. So learning my boundaries and learning when to say no is hard for me and something that constantly brings me into trouble. Technology, it's constantly a problem, and I'd love if it wasn't, but you know. And I think the biggest thing that really leads into it is resources. So finding enough resources for me to be able to grow.
Well, I think that's it, but this was amazing. We really appreciate that you came here and what you were saying about helping women. I think that right
Yes.
now you are helping us so much to grow and all of that. So we
Awesome.
really appreciate this.
Absolutely. If you ever need anything, reach out. I mean, we are a beautiful connection now, and we should utilize it at all times. So if you ever need anything or just want to chat, reach out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.